from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, an acoustic music duo performs an original song and a radio drama created by students from Woodland Hills at the request of students at Pittsburgh Langley. But first, teens from around Pittsburgh talk about the portrayal of high school in movies and TV shows.
This is Katrice Stallworth, and I'm an 11th grader at Penn Hill Senior High School.
I'm Marley Vaughn. I'm a 7th grader at Elizabeth Ford Middle School.
I am Tiana Piggott. I am an 11th grader at Montour High School.
I'm Tiana Piggott. I'm an 11th grader at Montour High School.
I'm Malik Johnson. I'm a junior at Robert Morris University.
I'm Nikoye Ferris. I go to Urban Pathways, and I'm a 9th grader.
We're going to start by talking about how schools are portrayed in TV and movies versus reality. So, has anybody watched Zoe 101?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't.
You haven't watched it?
No.
Okay. So, I think it's about this teenage girl who just, where'd she go? Pacific Coast Academy, where she meets a whole bunch of different people from different walks of life, and she just has different life experiences. And she's not really supervised by her parents. It's away from her parents. So she's just experiencing, like, the world on her own, and she's just learning about herself. So how is that different from high school, like, everywhere else besides TV?
I feel like it might not always be, like, a mix as much. Like, our high school, there's not many cultures. There's not many different experiences. It's all super similar.
What do you mean by super similar? Like,
pretty much everyone has either been born in the area or has been here so long they don't remember where they came from. Maybe there's a couple people that, like, transfer mid-year, but, like, pretty quickly grow into the school or they move back to wherever they came from.
What about, like, labels and stuff? Because I remember Quinn, I think, that one kind of nerdy girl. So she was super nerdy, and then there was this other guy that ended up dating, which was super unexpected because he's, like, a bad boy, quote, quote. So is that even accurate now, or is it just...
No, I don't really think anyone has those labels.
I don't think there's, like, an actual bad boy now. It's just people who make, like, very bad decisions.
There's no, like, really nerds anymore.
Is everybody just a nerd now? Like, if you're smart and you're a nerd? What is it?
I feel like you're a nerd in certain areas that you're interested in.
Nerd is kind of, like, a compliment.
Like, they're saying you're, like, you know what you're doing in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think nerds were portrayed differently? Like, there aren't really nerds anymore, like you guys were saying. Like, but people are smart, and if you're smart, you're cool. Like, you're smart in the areas that you're smart in. But back then, you're only, like, good at one certain thing. Like how Quinn was, oh, I'm really into science and inventions or whatever. Are there still people who are just classified as nerds for that reason? Like, that type of thing?
I think so.
I feel like the difference with nerd now is... Nerd now can apply to you, like, in one topic. Nerd then apply to you being amazing at everything. You're a genius.
I think in school, like, all of these names that people are being called, like, nerds, that's not really how it is once you get to high school. I think it's really like that in movies, just to create, like, a conflict in it instead of just how school really is. Because in school, everybody's just friends with each other. Well, that's how it is in my school, where people are more relaxed with each other, because you get to high school and it's just like you're going through this, not reality how it is in movies almost, because you're in movies and you think you're going to be running out of school or breaking out into musicals or just leaving class whenever you want to go get lunch or something.
There's these cliques, like, you stay in your clique. Your clique might be a less popular clique, so your clique gets bullied by the popular clique or whatever. But it's not true.
Yeah, that don't really happen in high school because nobody really cares what you do. Yeah. Like, you're all for yourself.
There are some cliques in middle school, but, like, it's not really anything like a movie clique. It's like we still socialize with each other, but there's no, like, bullying on any level, really.
Remember how in High School Musical, that's the first thing I thought of, when Sharpay, like, she spilled her food or something like that, and then it transitioned to this whole song about the status quo. Was that it? Okay, that's all I remember. And it reminded me of what you were saying, how people don't really fall into, like, categories anymore. Well, they're in many different categories. Like, they can be good at sports and they can be smart. That was a whole plot of High School Musical. Like, oh my gosh, I can sing and I can play basketball. What do I do? So, like, why is that not a problem anymore? Was it a problem even back then, or was it just a problem in the movie?
I don't think it was ever a problem. They're just trying to add some conflict, and maybe it was considered, like, dorky or something to sing and do sports. I don't see how that would be a problem at all.
Back then, they did used to say, like, football players need to focus on football and not being, like, musicals and all of that. So
that happens in our school. Football players, basketball players, they're not in the musical. They're not in anything else but football and basketball. That's all their life surrounds around.
There is one stereotype that I think is kind of true, and that is the sports and musical thing. All the theater kids are kind of, like, more dorky. And then the sports kids are just, like, they're nice. They're not jerks like they are in movies. But, like, they're nice to everyone.
Now, Woodland Hills youth Eli Alfieri and Benito Contores with an original song called Put It for Pawn.
Talk to, they don't have to listen. Someone who will understand. Someone who has had my hands. And I'm trying to put it for pawn. And after time, it will be gone. And for now, it's here, but not for long. And for now, it's here, but not for long. Talk loudly, only I can hear. Can't express my emotion, and that is my biggest fear. Well, everything, it's all going too fast. All of my common cravings, they're all suddenly in last. And I'm trying to put it for pawn. And after time, it will be gone. And for now, it's here, but not for long. And for now, it's here, but not for long.
On our last segment, Students from Pittsburgh Langley challenged peers at Woodland Hills to write a radio drama. Hear what they created, as well as feedback they received.
Okay, hi guys. My name is Prentice. I'm 11 years old and I go to Langley. Please do a story. And I want it to be very, very, very scary. Texas Chainsaw Massacre mixed with Freddy Krueger. Scary.
Hi, my name's Naomi. I'm 12 years old and I go to Langley K-8. Tell us a story. Scary stories. Stuff like Chucky and not the new version because that one's cheesy.
It was a dark and stormy night. This is the tale of 8 friends and their harrowing journey through the hospital. We will now introduce our main characters.
My name is Ross.
Lloyd.
Kennedy.
Chucky.
Nari.
Mimi.
Annabelle.
We were all just walking through the halls. It was like a mutant, kind of, walking towards us. He didn't know where we at, but the trick is, he's blind. He can hear, but he's blind. So our trick was to get out the hospital, but the hospital was locked, so we had to find keys.
We tried to get out the room with all these supplies. Then this monster came and started attacking us from behind. We all ran. We split up, but then
we tried to hide in closets.
But one of us made too much noise.
And then the monster ended up coming to find us. And then what got?
Then Annabelle got eight.
It was a sad death, but we still made it through. As we were walking through, we found
the keys.
When we found the keys, what we did with them, we found another room that the keys went to. And then
at this point, the monster knew they had found the keys. The children scrambled down the halls to the other room. When the monster was finished devouring Annabelle, he came running down the halls. And when he saw Chucky, he decided to
give him a disease.
Then Chucky started running. Then Chucky found Ross. So they started looking around the hospital to find the crew. Then Nari found the monster and started attacking her.
She still survived, but it gave her the disease too. As we were looking through the rooms, we found the permanent cure. There was a whole bunch of bottles of it. As we went downstairs, we found guns. But then we heard something. And it was too loud, and he found us. We didn't use all the ammo, we used some of it. He wouldn't die, so we all ran. As we were walking, we found another person. They were still alive. Annabelle was alive.
To be continued.
My name is Zaymir. I got a Langley K-8, and what I thought about y'all's story was, it was good, but why y'all let Annabelle die? That was messed up. One thing that I liked about y'all's story was that it was scary. One more thing is, well, two more things, but when there was the monster noises when Abigail died, those was funny. And then when y'all was trying to shoot at the little goblin monster, whatever it was, whoever made them noises, y'all was funny. You's funny for that. That was funny.
My name is Maurice. I go to Langley. It was creepy. Had me scared in my head a candle a little bit, but it was nice.
Hi, my name's Naomi, and I think your story was meh. Like, make it more believable. And also, y'all's sound effects are weird. And y'all should make one, like, Chainsaw Massacre or something. I like stories that are like people escaping out of insane asylums and murdering people. Like people being on the run, and there's like a whole bunch of cops looking for them, and every time they try to catch him, something bad happens, and then he moves away. And he jumps to state to state like something that's based off a real story. and like use better sound effects. Make like a really realistic story. Like if I close my eyes for a quick second, I could actually like believe it, and then like my brain would like make up a picture.
My name is Elijah. I go to Langland K-8 and I'm in 8th grade. And I like y'all's story, but like it should be more scarier. And why do y'all let all the people die? Y'all should have had like made it like with more cures or something like that.
Hi, my name is Shaylin.
I enjoyed it. Good job. If I had to rate y'all, I rate y'all like an 8+.
So what I thought, it was okay, but you gotta make it unique. Like a lot of horror stories start in like hospitals or something. Like you gotta make it somewhere where nobody would expect it.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.